We've been following the storm systems and the current warnings that you have. And could you just give me an idea of what the current state of affairs is?
So how much the snow weighs is what is important to us. The Logan area mountains have gotten, Tony Grove is up to 3.5 inches of water. Ben Lomond Peak is up to 5 inches of water weight. So Tony Grove is near Logan, and then Ben Lomond Peak is near Ogden. And then all the Wasatch Range is under 2 inches, so, you know, like 1.7, 1.8. Mm-hmm. So the farther north you go, the worse it is. So we think tomorrow the avalanche danger will be extreme in Logan and perhaps in Ogden as well. Mm-hmm. Probably be high for the Wasatch Range and the Uinta Mountains.
And so when the avalanche warning is extreme, what does that kind of imply?
Well, it means that that's it's pegged out. It's as high as you can get. So there's lots of natural avalanches occurring on many of the slopes, and some of those avalanches can run far and come down into the valleys. You know, they don't have to be triggered by people or anything else. They're just coming down on their own. But for the most part, I would say just avoid the backcountry.
Could you see potential flooding happening because it might get you
warm? No, it won't flood, as far as I know.
That's good.
But we just keep track of avalanche conditions. But there's not a danger of flooding in the mountains, but perhaps down in the valleys.
And now we've received reports that there is actually flooding in Cache County and the Wellsville and Mendon areas. And now we talk with Lieutenant Chad Jensen of the Cache County Sheriff's Office. Could you tell us what's going on?
We got some flooding issues going on right now. Kind of what happened is this four-day storm cell that was supposed to be coming through and leave a bunch of snow ended up just leaving rain. Temperature's been 40-plus for most of the day, and about 6 o'clock this morning when it kind of warmed up and the rain kind of hit, it hit these fields and off the face of the Wellsville Mountains, and the ground is so frozen that the water has no place to go. So it just flowed right into Mendon and Wellsville, and we got a bunch of houses and flooded the roads and kind of made a mess.
What kind of problems is this causing?
We've had some road issues with debris and water running across the roads. We've had about 6 to 10 houses. We have water in the basements and in the yards. We've used the fire departments to bring out their big pumps and pump water away from the roads into the field so it wouldn't threaten the homes anymore.
And how about roadways? I hear there are quite a few crashes or cars that stalled in puddles.
Yeah, it wasn't so much. That was earlier this morning when the roads were frozen. The rain came, and then it was cold enough to freeze the rain to the roads. And anything this morning that had the incline, we closed several roads waiting for the sanders to come. They were just too slick to get up and down. The problem now is called sheet flooding. The ground is so frozen that the ground can't absorb any water. So everything that hits the ground just runs downhill. We've got sandbags available for people who want to protect their property. And the bulk of the problem, I think we've got taken care of for today. We're just hoping it doesn't happen again tomorrow if we continue to get this rain.
Mm-hmm. Do you see any long-term effects from this flooding that's happening right now?
Personally, for some of the people, there's going to be some long-term effects. We've had one house specifically probably had 4 to 5 feet of water in their basement. When I went into the house this morning, the water was coming up the stairs from the basement. So there is some property damage that people are going to have to deal with and suffer through. Roadway-wise, I think we'll probably be okay. There might be some shoulders of the road that need to be repaired and fixed, but as of right now, the roads are all okay.
All right. Well, Lieutenant Jensen, thank you so much for talking with us.
Hey, you bet, yeah.
For Utah Public Radio, this is Mackenzie Hamilton.